Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Sign up to our loyalty programme and reap the rewards at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1.
Okay, time now for the watch list, our look at the latest film and TV releases for the week ahead. And I'm joined today by entertainment journalist and broadcaster Serena Bellissimo and journalist and host of the Screenland podcast, Brian Lloyd. Welcome, guys.
Hi.
Brian, bit of cinema first. So yeah. Yorgos Lanthimos and Emma Stone are back. Tell us about, is it Bugonia?
Bugonia, yeah.
Bugonia. Cinemas from Friday.
Yeah, it's in cinemas from Friday. It's based on a South Korean film called Save the Green Planet. This is a mixture of, I would say, Misery, and if you remember a John Carpenter film called They Live. Essentially what's going on in this is Emma Stone plays a billionaire pharma CEO who's kidnapped by Jesse Plemons, who's a conspiracy theorist, who believes that she is an alien and is part of a massive conspiracy to invade the planet, and he has to stop it in 4 days.
Is this as brilliant as it sounds?
It is absolutely fantastic. I loved this from start to finish. I absolutely love this. Misery is one of my favourite films, and I love, obviously, John Carpenter and They Live. So to see these two kind of ideas mashed together.
With the unique, I presume, aesthetic of Yorgos Lanthimos.
Yeah, the kind of the grittiness and sort of like the sinewy kind of flavour that he always has in his films. But yeah, this is fantastic. Emma Stone is brilliant in it, and it does that thing of, like, you know, billionaires are so detached from humanity, they may as well be aliens, you know. And
brilliant.
This film has a great mystery that you don't actually know if she actually is in fact an alien or not. Like, that plays out the whole way through.
Okay, I like a straightforward endorsement of a film. Okay, Bugonia, that's in cinemas on Friday. Serena, anyone who missed it on the big screen would be glad to hear Ballad of a Small Player with Colin Farrell is already on Netflix.
Yeah, I don't know if they'll be glad to hear it is on Netflix.
Oh no, you're wrong.
Did you love it?
I did.
I did. Okay, it's a magnificent fever dream, and Colin Farrell should win an Oscar.
Really? I thought it was too... Isn't, and I love fever thing? Dreams.
Yeah. Yeah, can might you, be a okay. bit. Macau. It was all the neon. I love the neon.
Totally.
Yeah, I love the neon. I love the gaudiness.
The place... The whole
I did, and I loved all of that, but then I was just going, am I watching what I can't even say what I want to say about I'm watching because it'll give it away,
right?
Am I watching a particular Bruce Willis type film?
Really?
I was so confused. It felt like it was done for the sake of doing it, but go on, you tell me why you loved it.
No,
you're correct. Yes, there is that element of that film that we won't mention, because if we mention then it'll ruin
it.
The whole thing.
Yeah,
that didn't bother me though.
Really?
I liked the aesthetic of it. Like, I loved how kind of
I haven't even finished it, and I suspected that anyway.
You really?
Yeah, that didn't bother me. Yeah, I know. I knew that was coming. That didn't bother me.
It was actually the third policeman I thought of, I think. Isn't that the Flanagan one?
Yeah.
It had that feel.
What
okay,
I will say,
so divisive.
Yeah, divisive. And I do love that Colin Farrell takes risks. And I did love this film.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Colin Farrell, we cannot fault
totally.
Him.
He's at his best in these weird kind of films.
Yeah.
After
like
Jan
is
another brilliant one.
He's like a fast show character in this. Like,
but so much more than that. An Oscar winning fast show.
And it's under 2 hours, so we've got to give it kudos for that too. An hour 41.
Brian, briefly, Guillermo del Toro's take on the classic Frankenstein. So it's in cinemas now. Are we good to wait on Netflix next
Friday?
You
should see it in cinemas as much as kind of like Guillermo del Toro. He's known for making these beautiful, ornate, really, like, almost overwrought films. He's been trying to make Frankenstein for the last 20 years and he finally got to do it. If you've seen Pan's Labyrinth, if you've seen Crimson Peak, if you've seen The Shape of Water, you know he can make these beautiful monster films and imbue them with this real sense of beauty and art to it. Jacob Elordi is fantastic as the monster by Frankenstein. Oscar Isaac as well, I thought it was quite underrated as Frankenstein. Christoph Waltz, Mia Goth, there's a great cast.
So a big cinema experience.
Big cinema experience. It's kind of wasted on Netflix, to be honest.
Okay, that's Frankenstein, that's in cinemas now. Now, Serena, a lot of people will be curious about All's Fair on Disney Plus. It's Ryan Murphy and it has an amazing cast. So what can you tell us about it?
Well, what I can say is that we weren't given any screeners for this.
That's
and usually
telling.
That's a bad sign, but not necessarily in this. I'm not going to say that for this because I think this is critic proof because you have Kim Kardashian in this. But it's not, for me, it's not about Kim Kardashian. Yeah, am I interested in seeing? They play these powerhouse lawyers who work for a firm. They're all females. They break away, they start their own firm, and then they change the way law is practiced. But for me, it's the rest of the cast. You've got Glenn Close, you've got Sarah Paulson, Naomi Watts, Niecy Nash. I will be watching for them. It looks phenomenal. Will it be great? I don't know, but it starts on, is it Tuesday?
Tuesday, the first.
On Disney Plus.
And I think two or three episodes go up on Tuesday.
Exactly, and then it'll drop.
But like, we have the Good Wife. Like, we have the Good Wife.
I know.
Yeah, but it doesn't have Kim Kardashian and Sarah Paulson.
Do I need that, though?
Brian, I don't know.
You've picked a more serious real life legal program.
Yeah.
Trackers, The People versus the Banks starts tomorrow at 9:35 on RT1 and The Player.
Yeah, this is a very, very in-depth look at the Tracker mortgage scandal. It's set over two episodes, so the next episode then is on November 10th. But yeah, this is very much goes into it in really kind of granular detail. I've seen some of the clips for it already, and it does get at the human cost of this. The fact that people, you know, some people were thrown out of their houses as a result of this, and the fact that, you know, the banks had to be challenged on this, and the people then who took them on were just regular homeowners. There wasn't like some grand, you know, legal strategy behind this. Like, they had to, it was just normal people had to take on these massive corporations to keep their houses, you know.
Trackers, The People versus the Banks, tomorrow, 9:35, RT1. Serena, so Pluribus is the new show from the creator of Breaking Bad and Better Call Saul. It starts on Apple TV on Friday, but it's not from the Breaking Bad universe.
No, and this is why I love it. Vince Gilligan has... Well, people are going to be confused because Vince Gilligan is behind this, who's been behind Breaking Bad. Rhea Seehorn, who was Kim Wexler in Better Call Saul, is the star of this. But Vince Gilligan has actually come out and said it's not that, even though it's confusing because it is shot in Albuquerque as well.
Okay.
It's completely different. It's got a bit of a sci-fi feel. Basically, Rhea stars as Carol. She is probably the most miserable person on earth. A virus hits the town. She's the only, and the town is the happiest place on earth. And she's the only one who doesn't get, who's immune to the virus. So it's up to her to try and stop what's going on. What I find really interesting is that Vince turned around and said, I'm really interested in a world where everybody is happy. Is it that euphoria that we think it's going to be, or is it as disastrous as everyone being miserable?
Okay. Yeah, happiness is a virus, some people would say. Okay, Pluribus, and that starts
Friday
on Apple TV on Friday. Brian, are you excited about The Witcher Season 4 on Netflix?
Oh, yeah, excited like a hole in the head, yeah.
okay.
No, I've watched it. It's terrible. It's very, very bad.
I put it on the list just because
this is a non-recommendation. So.
Okay, all right. Are you more excited about Slow Horses then? The Season 5 finale has arrived on Apple TV.
Yes. There is
an ending of a sort in this to the arc, yeah?
There is, definitely, yeah. Now, I'm obviously not going to give it away, but I think for people like myself who would rather watch it in one sitting or at least have them all kind of lined up so that you can kind of do it over a weekend, now is your chance to do it. Yeah, this is based on the novel series by Mick Herron, the brilliant Gary Oldman playing Jackson Lamb. I've described this before as like John le Carré by way of Viz magazine, and it's funny, it's dark, it's messed up, the humor is pitch black, but this ending, the final episode of it, is emotional in a way I was really not prepared for at all. I mean, there's a whole thing with Gary Oldman's character that he has these problems with his feet, and they finally explain what it is. When you hear it, when you see it, rather, it's horrifying and depressing and sad, and just the way he plays it is so beautiful. Because we think of Jackson Lamb, the character, if you don't know, he's like just this like gritty, like he smells, you can
cartoonishly kind of
cynical character, but then you realize why he's been broken that way in this episode. So if you haven't been watching it, now's your chance to watch them all.
Okay, and there's five seasons there, and people do swear by it. Serena, are you excited about Selling Sunset season 9?
No, Brian, I've put this as a stay away unless you really. Do you know, we all got into this during
COVID
2020. Yeah. You know, we all, and because it was house porn and it was amazing.
Okay, it's had its time, has it?
Well, the houses have gone. The drama is just so OTT. The outfits are ridiculous. I mean, if you want a bit of escapism, this might be for you.
Sophia, okay, but if you want a bit of escapism, you've already watched a Christmas movie on Netflix, have you?
Only because I had to for this, yeah? And Mariah Carey has told us that it's time. So I watched.
Well, then
we have to, don't we? I made the 9-year-old sit through it with me, haul out the holly. This is a classic Hallmark type movie. I was like, this is really cheesy. He's like, Mum, this was actually really good. So
do you know what? It's
Christmas
time. It's time for Netflix Christmas films. Serena Bellissimo and Brian Lloyd, thank you both very much. And that's it for today. You can listen back to all the conversations from today's show on the RTE radio app or wherever you get your podcast. Today's show was produced by Ailish O'Shea, and indeed it was by a happy accident. I got to do one last week with Ailish this week. So thank you for everything, Ailish. The series producer is Tessa Delahanty. Canty. Research was by Katrina McFadden. Sending Cullinan was the broadcast coordinator and Dave Gibson was on sound. Stay tuned for This Week with Paul Cunningham and I'll talk to you next week.